This is Dave DeForest. I recently spoke with Hadiga Amy, director of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran, about the Iranian legal system that three American hikers will be facing when they are put on trial on espionage charges.
From the very little information we have, they plan to put them on trial on espionage charges. And the key point here is that they have been in detention for a number of months, and there haven't been any any information from the judicial authorities as to the grounds for tying them to espionage activities so far presented. And in the trial, we have to see that what evidence they have against them.
Are they going to be able to choose their own attorneys?
Technically, they should be able to, but we typically have the case where the authorities exert pressure on the families not to get an independent lawyer. But if the family insists, there should not be any reason why they cannot have a lawyer. In general, we also have a number of lawyers who are not allowed to represent cases, particularly highly sensitive cases like this. So the authorities do put obstacles in terms of people having independent lawyers.
Now, will their families be allowed to contact them to give them any aid or help at all?
Again, they should have the right to do so. They should have the right to have visitation. And if they go to Iran, we have to see that how the authorities allow for that.
Is there a presumption of innocence in the Iranian system?
Unfortunately, in such cases, which they define them as security-related cases, there isn't much of that presumption. The judges who preside, especially in lower courts, have in many cases already made up their minds, and the defense presented has not been much effective. But the more information is publicly available, the more we know what the grounds are for prosecution, and we find that that evidence is baseless and it's publicized, it helps, and then usually the appeals courts may come under pressure to not affirm the original sentence.
Does Islamic law determine how the trial will take its course? What does this mean for the defendants?
Technically should allow the defendants to have an independent lawyer to present a defense in court and to make arguments. But the trials in Iran are very different than the concept of trial that you may expect. There is not much evidence presented, and a lot of time these cases are based on so-called confessions of the defendant under interrogation. Which in this case I would also worry, because it follows many months of detention, and the detainees are usually told by their interrogators that if they do not cooperate and accept charges and come up with false confessions to support those charges, then they will be staying in that stage for a very lengthy period. So we have to see what kind of material evidence is introduced in court. And if it is, as I expect, to be only based on so-called confessions, then usually those are fairly false, and in many cases defendants have said that they made, if they made any such a so-called confession, it was under coercion.
Hadi Gaemi is the director of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. I'm Dave DeForest, VOA News.